Welcome back to the Cruise Dynasty Podcast. We at headquarters tonight, man. Headquarters, we in the building. In the building. Craft man with me. What's going on, man?
We're in person tonight in the garage. All hanging out. We got, what, C. Swizzy? Noah Dick Blower? We got everybody in the building tonight, so we're going to have some good rankings going on for you guys. What you got, Chris?
Much. We're going to hit these wide receivers tonight, aren't we?
Yep. Hell yeah.
C. Swizzy in the building, our tech guy. Noah Dick Blower. What's going on?
Yo. It's the big N-O. Ready to do this thing.
Got the N-O in the building. Man, tonight, we're just going to hit on these top 12 wide receivers. Continuing with our dynasty rankings. If you want to see what else we ranking, hop on our website, the Cruise
DynastyPodcast.com.
Hop on that. Add the podcast. All that good stuff, man. But we just going to get right to work tonight. We drinking some beers. We rolling stuff up. So, y'all ready to just hop on in?
Are we on YouTube tonight?
Not on YouTube tonight. No. So, download the podcast.
People can't see how much we look alike tonight?
Nah.
No, okay.
Twins. People used to say that back in the day.
A bit.
Now I'm just old and fat. And but shoot, man, let's just hop into it, man, because we're going to give our top 12s. I feel like there's like a consensus top, like, I don't know, at least like top five or six or so. But at number one, I got Justin Jefferson. And that's just because he's the best. There really ain't no debate in my eyes. Like, I think last year Jamar was up there a little bit closer, but JJ's just the best. What you say, Craft Man? What you got?
I mean, there really ain't much to talk about here. I think we all got JJ at number one, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I mean, been great for, what, setting rookie records, almost broke the record last year? Yep. For what, receiving yards? Is that what it was?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, there ain't much to talk about on JJ. Anybody got anything else to say about him?
Y'all said it all.
He got shut down by, what's his face?
Jair.
Got shut down. Nope. That don't worry y'all?
I'm going to move him down to number two.
Dude got locked down. All right, well, shoot, number two, Jamar Chase. He's the closest thing to Justin Jefferson, especially with the eye test. Jamar Chase. What else? His teammate in college. I mean, is there anything else to say about, do y'all got anybody else at two?
Yeah, I think we all got Jamar Chase, right?
Yes.
But what I was going to ask you guys, I was talking about it, was outside of quarterbacks in Dynasty, even Superflex, Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase are the, they're the players you want the most, right? They're the most valuable assets. They're over all the running backs, right?
Definitely, yep. Yeah. Yep. They last longer.
Yeah. How old is Jamar Chase now? Is he
24?
24? I got to get my sleeper app up. We all got to get our sleeper app up.
Yep, got to.
We slacking. We sitting in here in person. We ain't ready.
I had it pulled up.
You got to pull it up. How old?
23
years old. I mean, and tied to Joe Burrow. To me, that really makes a kind of an arc. That's like his best argument to be number one is he's tied to Joe Burrow. You know Joe Burrow's going to be there for 10-plus years from now on.
Y'all think T. Higgins is gone next year?
No.
I don't either.
They gonna pay Burrow and Higgins?
I think Burrow's gonna wind up taking a pay cut.
Burrow is not taking a pay cut. Ain't none of these quarterbacks taking a pay cut.
Here's my thing is I think the salary cap just is fake. It don't even exist. Like, they're gonna move shit around to make sure T. Higgins is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the New Orleans Saints been doing bullshit for years with the salary cap. They never go over. You can just move shit around.
Yeah, but it ain't the salary cap, though. It's the guaranteed money that these quarterbacks are wanting, and the owner's got to pay that out of pocket. And the Bengals owner ain't got no money. Hey, he's kind of like the Ravens owner right now. That's the only reason Lamar can't get signed. I'm not saying Joe Burrow is going to get tagged. I think they're going to figure out an extension, but I don't know if they're going to be able to pay Burrow and Higgins.
When it comes down to it, you know damn well you're picking Joe Burrow over T. Higgins. You know, you're going to.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, is Higgins going to be with the Bengals?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, if Higgins goes somewhere else, are you as high because he doesn't have Joe Burrow?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to leave for sure, but there's a chance he could leave.
I mean, I also think that there's a chance that he could leave. I mean, we've been seeing people do this stuff. He wants to get paid. He wants to go somewhere else.
What do you think the chances are, like, what, 20, 30%? What do you think, Noah?
Probably say about 40%.
Come next year?
Yeah. I just don't know.
He ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
No.
I'm going to say 0%. T. Higgins is going to be a Bengals for them. They'll make it work. But I haven't really been big on any of these players moving. Like, if you asked me where Lamar was going to be, I was going to say Baltimore. Yeah. So, somebody else. Heck, Aaron Rodgers, I was saying he's going to be back with Green Bay. So, I don't know.
But is there any chance, like, he goes somewhere and he's the number one and he's better for fantasy? Or is it better that he's the number two with Chase, Matt?
Man, I think T. Higgins easily could be a number one with anybody. He goes to the Falcons, he's the number one guy. He's definitely.
But is his fantasy better, though?
Probably, yeah.
But I mean, it's got to fit the scheme if he's going to be the number one. Like, I just don't think this dude could go to, like, the Falcons, be the number one guy, and still produce because, I mean, they have to throw the ball for him to even be relevant. They also have to be able to get the ball to him efficiently to where he can score, get opportunities to catch the ball. Because if you ain't in a high-scoring offense like you are with the Bengals and you go somewhere else, you're not going to get those points that T. Higgins gets because you're going to have a mediocre quarterback throwing the ball over your head or turning the ball over, doing something dumb. You ain't got Joe Burrow back there.
Yeah, we went and talked about T. Higgins. I think we were talking about Ja'Marr Chase, weren't we? Chase at number two, but I mean, I think Ja'Marr Chase is safe. I like Ja'Marr Chase probably better with Higgins on the team because he doesn't have to see as much coverage. I mean,
that's true.
I would like for it just to stay the same. That would probably be best case scenario.
A situation like that, you wanted to stay the same, and I think it's going to stay the same. So we all got Jefferson at one, Ja'Marr at two. And I think this is where we'll probably get things switched up. As at three, I got CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is only like, man, I think he's like 22 or something.
He's older than that.
I don't know, man. He's super young. Let me.
No, he's
24. Dang, he's 23. 24. Okay, so he's 23 years old. Last year, he finished as wide receiver number five. And to me, it's like there's a tier two, or maybe even a, well, yeah, like a tier two. It's got CeeDee, A.J. Brown and Waddle?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Who would you say?
Just CeeDee and A.J. Brown.
All right, well, I'm going to throw Waddle up in there. But CeeDee finished ahead of A.J. Brown and Waddle just last season. CeeDee's younger. And then this season, Dalton Schultz is gone. Dak Prescott loved to throw the ball to Dalton Schultz. They bring in Brandon Cooks. I've always said they need to bring in somebody else to help him. Man, might be calling my little hot take right here, we might be seeing a wide receiver one overall this next season, I'm thinking. Yeah. What you think, Kraft, man?
Yeah, I'm with you on that because when they signed Brandon Cooks, I was like, thank God they didn't sign Hopkins because Hopkins is a target hog. Brandon Cooks is like the perfect number two to CeeDee because he's still going to get most of the targets. He'll probably get a little easier coverage, won't get doubled as much. They got a deep threat. Michael Gallup, as I don't know if y'all like him at all, but 2 years off the ACL. He's not a good number two, which is what he was last year, but as a number three, I think he's fine. And CD is going to be the focal point of that offense. They did say that they want to run the ball more, but Tony Pollard is still really the only guy there that they signed. Didn't they sign another running back, or did they recently?
I don't think they've signed anyone yet.
So Tony Pollard's the only guy there?
No, remember the person I told you today?
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that guy. I don't know about that guy you said. But yeah, I think Tony Pollard's the only guy there. They're probably going to bring in another running back, but they might try to run the ball a little more this year, but CD is fine at three. I guess the argument would be CD versus A.J. Brown. Do any of y'all got A.J. Brown ahead of CD?
No, I got CD above A.J.
I got A.J. Brown above CD.
Well, tell us why, Chris.
I just think I like the offense better. I like the offense better. You got Jalen Hurts back there throwing him the ball. And I know fantasy-wise, CD had a better year for sure, and that's what matters right here. But, I mean, A.J. Brown, whenever he actually gets out there and gets the target share, he goes the fuck off when he does it. They had the best offensive line in the league, and when you have the best offensive line in the league, you have time to get open.
Not anymore. And CD got Brandon Cooks as number two. You got Devontae Smith at your number two with A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
So you ain't going to get the target share. So you got to rely on big plays from A.J. Brown.
I still think that you can't tell me that Dak Prescott's not going to throw the ball to Hendershot or the other guy that they got, because they're literally that. Let's be honest. Every tight end on the Cowboys was Dalton Schultz is who it was. I mean, let's just be straight up. Like, I mean, every single one of them was Dalton Schultz.
They all look like Dalton Schultz.
They do look like Dalton Schultz. They really do. But
Pale white boys.
I think that they'll still be a bit focal of the offense. Dak likes to throw it to the tight end. But I could definitely see why people have CD above him. This is just as of me right now. I think the offense is just going to work a bit better.
Yeah, I think Chris has some valid points right there about Dak Prescott still going to get the tight end the rock. I don't see no problems with that. So, Noah, you got CD at three, A.J. Brown at four.
Yep, that's it.
I guess that's just transition to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, bad man, a little bit older. Pretty much what Chris was saying. This dude's in pretty much the best offense in the league with Jalen Hurts. You know, surrounded by good weapons. I guess the main thing is he's on a good offense, but I guess the bad thing is Dallas Goedert's good. Devontae Smith's good. Y'all probably got Devontae Smith in your top 12s. So, what you think, Kraft, man?
Yeah, A.J. Brown had 88 receptions last year. CD had 107. But A.J. Brown averaged 17 yards per reception and CD averaged 12. So, you know, you're gonna get the big plays out of A.J. Brown. If that's what you want on your team, if you want to rely on that, then that's fine. But I still think in a full PPR, which is what we play, that's, what, 20 more receptions than A.J. Brown last year? So I think it's a little safer with CD. But, I mean, if you want to take A.J. Brown, like Chris – why not? If you want to be like Chris, you can take AJ Brown and Dunk and Big Dunk.
He would too.
Big Dunk loves AJ Brown, and every time he scores a 70-yard touchdown, he's gonna text you and let you know what he did. And God forbid CD's having a bad day that day.
No, you want to add anything to AJ Brown, or he just. Easy top five.
Easy top five.
Easy top five. Best offense. Scoring opportunity always going to be there. The thing I've always said about A.J. Brown is he's going to go to fuck off, and then he's going to have his days where he don't get you shit. But,
yep.
Honestly, that's what you want in fantasy anyways. I mean, I want guys like that. So, y'all ready to move on? Number five?
Yep.
Number five, I got Waddle. I don't know. To me, it's just the eye test, his age. Tua, I think Tua will be around forever. Now, I ain't going to say forever, but I'm not really worried about all that stuff. Jalen Waddle finished as the number eight wide receiver last year. He's 24 years old. He's with Tyreek Hill. I think Tyreek Hill will probably eventually decline a little bit, and you'll just see his role get a little bit bigger. But I think as long as Tua's there, Mike McDaniel – that offense, I'll take Jalen Waddle all day. Considering his age, he's a top five guy to me. And I have him in the same tier as CD and A.J. Brown.
Yeah. One thing I got to say about Waddle is he actually got to be the receiver that they drafted when Tyreek came over, because In 2021, 2 years ago, he was averaging 9.1 yards per reception. And then when Tyreek came over, he jumped all the way back up to 18 yards per reception. So he actually got to play, use his speed. And y'all remember when they were, 2021, when who was quarterback then? Was it Tua at the time? I think
Teddy Bridgewater?
No, 2 years ago, I can't remember. But all they were doing was just throwing dump down passes to Waddle. But then after Tyreek got here, I mean, he was all it was big plays. So you're getting like a AJ Brown type guy. He actually averaged more yards per reception than AJ Brown. And you know, I got him at 5'2", so I think him and Tyreek just it opened everything up for that offense. And when Tyreek leaves, we might have to change our rankings a little bit. But as of right now, Jaylen Waddle's going to get the second cornerback of every team. He's not going to get all the attention. And he's one of them receivers that pretty much deserves all the attention. So does anybody else got Jaylen Waddle further down? And if you do, why the fuck you got him further down? Noah?
Let's see where I go.
Where you got him at?
I got him right below Garrett Wilson. And he was my 5.
Why you got Garrett Wilson above Jaylen Waddle, man?
The man was a rookie, got 1,100 yards receiving, but no quarterback. Just imagine if he did have a quarterback. It's a little bit of a risky play, but I feel like since he's so young, he can be higher up.
Well, say Rodgers does come for this year. Do y'all expect Rodgers to play 1 year, 2 years? Two?
I say two.
The Jets still got a quarterback problem after he leaves, right?
Unless they draft one.
Yeah.
Which would be smart to get under Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. That would be the thing to do. What's his name? Jordan Love?
The Love?
Wouldn't that be a smart thing to do?
Austin
you know,
loves love.
Draft one.
Zach Wilson back there. They're not worried about a quarterback. The MILF hunter back there himself, dude. That motherfucker.
Zach Wilson will be just fine after sitting behind Rodgers for a couple years.
I saw that tweet where, what's his name? He said, whoever gets the quarterback, he's going to make their practice like living hell. Man.
Maybe he'll learn a thing or two.
Shut the fuck up.
He wasn't expecting fucking Rodgers to go there. Nicholas Cage to roll up. He wasn't expecting Nicholas Cage coming there.
Maybe he'll learn a thing or two from Rodgers. But shoot, last year Garrett Wilson finished in PPR leagues, wide receiver 21. Like Noah said, no receivers. In fact, probably had his best games with like Joe Flacco and Mike White probably.
Flacco was balling.
Dishing it out, throwing the ball like 55 times a game. Garrett Wilson, I got him at 7. Craftman, where you got him?
I got him at 6. Where do you have above Wilson? Do you have Amon?
Amon Roski. So, Garrett Wilson, there's really not too much to say. And I think if you get Aaron Rodgers 2 years. If you get 2 years of Aaron Rodgers, you know, you got Alan Lazard as your number 2. I mean, you're definitely going to be the guy.
Mecole Hardman signed.
Heck, and anything, you know what? I'm sitting here saying it. He should be ahead of Amon Ra, because here's one thing I'm saying.
Who, Mecole Hardman?
No. Garrett Wilson. I'm going to go ahead and switch that on the website now. He should definitely be ahead of Amon Ra, because Aaron Rodgers targeted Devontae Smith like...
Devontae Adams
like 10-plus times a game. We're talking about targets on top of targets. What if Garrett Wilson starts seeing that kind of...
That's why
target share right there. He was already good last year.
He's gonna put if Aaron Rodgers is quarterback, Devontae Adams numbers. I don't know if it's gonna be the touchdowns, but he's gonna go for like 1,300 yards next year if Rodgers is there. I feel like there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
That's why I got him there. And I mean, if you, like Noah said, you go over 1,000 yards with Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, and Mike White as a rookie. I mean, it's already a feat to go over 1,000 yards as a rookie as it is. Devontae Smith didn't even have 1,000 yards in his first year.
Right.
And he had Jalen Hurts, which is a lot better than what the Jets were playing with. So, where do you guys got Garrett Wilson at? You had him above Waddle.
I got him at 6.
Yeah. So we're all taking Garrett Wilson over the stud veterans, right?
Yes.
In any startup, no matter how y'all are trying to play it.
Nah, man, I can't say. Because if I get two good quarterbacks where I'm like, I'm competing, I might would sneak up there and get a Cooper Kupp over a young guy, maybe.
What's the two quarterbacks you're thinking about, like, if you're competing? Like, where you're at 109, you're going to get Lawrence, hopefully, you said, and Kyler Murray.
I ain't going to say too much. I can't.
You got to. All
right, well, fuck it.
We do it for the people.
Because I'm going to be honest, I'm just going to go with upside. If I could, I don't think this would happen. I would definitely smash on the Kyler Murray in the round two, but
then it'd be Wilson. Then, I'd reach on. You got to wait this year, so it would be Wilson then, right? If you got drafted Kyler.
Wilson.
No, if you drafted, say you got Kyler as your number two quarterback, you're going to have to wait half the year for him to come back, so right. You're not necessarily in win now mode.
I mean, I could be. But yeah, you're right, though. You're right. It would be Garrett Wilson instead of Cooper Kupp in that situation. But if you give me, like, Deshaun Watson.
Then it might be Trevor Cooper
Lawrence,
Kupp.
D. Watt. I might just go snag me a Kupp. Kupp might have two good years left in him, for all we know. Heck, he would have been the number one guy last year. Or number two. What was it? He was on
base. He was going to be the number one last year.
And he's pretty much healthy. He was healthy at the end of the year last year, but they sat him out. Sean McVay's back. I don't really see why not. At least another year. He's getting paid good. To me, out of all the older guys, Cooper Kupp's thing. Well, I don't even know why we talk about Cooper Kupp. It was really about Garrett Wilson. But
yeah.
We can move on to let's just move on to Amon-Ra, because I got him at 6. I've decided on recording live that I'm moving him to 7. I'm putting Garrett Wilson up. Garrett Wilson cracks my top 6. Amon-Ra, he's still good. I think Jameson Williams is good. I think he could be that guy that everybody's saying, but I got to see it. The dude didn't play all last year. You know where I stand on players that ain't playing. Like, I got to see a little something. I ain't just going to go out there and crown his ass. And demote Amon-Ra because Williams is out there and shit. I ain't buying into that yet. So, Craftman, what say you?
Yeah, right before the podcast, we're talking, and I had Amon-Ra right at number 9, and he's out of my top 12 because as much as we talk on this podcast about people who hadn't played yet, I still believe in Jameson Williams because Detroit played that shit perfectly last year. They let him recover from the ACL. He came in. He played about 30% of snaps. He was explosive. He looked the part. And I just cannot put Amon-Ra. He's not going to get the volume, not even close to when Jameson is at full health next year. Jameson Williams would have been the easy. He would have went over Drake London if he hadn't tore his ACL.
Some people say he would have went number one. He would have been over like Garrett Wilson.
I've been trying to get him from a kill like crazy. I offered him Henry just straight up. I mean, Jameson Williams ain't done nothing. I figured he might go for it. I've been trying to trade for Jameson Williams. He keeps sending me back Jahan Dotson. I'm like, Jahan Dotson is not Jameson Williams. So obviously, Akil is thinking the same way I'm thinking.
Man, real quick, while I want to say something about Jahan Dotson. I know we'll probably talk about him next.
Never.
I'm starting to look at my rankings. And I'm thinking I might have fucked. No. We might talk about him, but Jahan Dotson. I think I'll take Jahan Dotson over.
Don't say Jameson Williams.
Nah, I'm not going to say him, but I think we should view Jahan Dotson a little higher than what people are saying because we should view him over. Like, think about this draft right here. I'd view Jahan Dotson pretty much over anybody except for maybe JSN.
JSN. You talking about the guys in his rookie draft?
Why going on this rant about Jahan Dotson?
Dude, who brought up Jahan Dotson?
He went on a long rant. Like, I brought up Jahan Dotson.
All right. Well, Jahan Dotson, I'm saying he should be high. Would you take Jahan Dotson or
I'll take JSN if he goes to the right place.
No, Jahan Dotson or Addison.
It depends on where Addison goes. I mean,
Jahan Dotson or that guy from TCU, Chris.
I'm not taking the number two in the Commanders' offense.
I don't even remember his name right now. Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, I'd take him over him. Quentin Johnson sucks. He had like 3 yards.
That wide receiver class was pretty deep last year. Should have capitalized on that shit.
I would take JSN over him, though.
Yeah, JSN, clear. Okay, anyways, go back to who you want to talk about. I'm in wrong.
Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson's who I came here to talk about.
I don't even have Jahan Dotson in my top 24. I do. I got him, like, barely skirting in. I guess my statement is this wide receiving class is weak as fuck.
Where did we get on Jahan Dotson?
Talk about him and Jameson Williams, you were trading.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right.
So, y'all ain't scared of Amon-Ra at all? Y'all would draft him in a startup, not even thinking about it? Y'all would draft him as a number, what, six? You draft him over, you got him ranked over Cooper Kupp right now.
I'm just saying, these are a dynasty rankings. If this was a startup, I might have switched a little something up. It depends. You got to go with the flow of the draft.
No way, I'm taking Amon-Ra over Cooper Kupp.
I think there's a world I'll say Amon-Ra.
Not with Jameson. You would? Not with a first round rookie receiver.
You would, Chris?
In.
I would too.
I think there's a.
Y'all are all going to lose.
I like Cooper
and
Kupp.
And I'm going to win.
But
I appreciate it.
We could take the side that Cooper Kupp ain't going to do shit.
How many NFL teams have these duos and they both feed and just eat on the field?
Motherfucker. Think about the duos. Well, I ain't even going to miss it. All right, yeah. Joe Burrow at quarterback. You got Jalen Hurts at quarterback. I guess you got Tua at quarterback.
Yeah.
But you're saying
Jared Goff is fine?
Yeah. I mean, there was some years where Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods were relevant.
Jared Goff or Daniel Jones?
In Dynasty?
Just
if you as my team, like as an NFL team?
Sure.
Jared Goff.
Yeah. Fantasy, though. But not real thing, football.
But in fantasy, I'm going with Daniel Jones.
The thing about the Lions' the offense, upside, though, is that they don't have to be able receivers. To throw the ball that well because Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams will come out of the slot and they run them short routes and beat people with their speed. They don't need anybody that can throw these deep, accurate passes.
What about the when the running back scores 18 touchdowns, though, next year again?
I mean, it's if you believe in David Montgomery or not. DeAndre
they're going to run the ball still.
They're definitely going to run the ball. But, I mean, Amon-Ra has done enough that they're at least going to be getting this dude his looks before they looking at Jameson Williams straight out the gate, I feel like. He's done too much.
But what's the chance that I'm on the side that Detroit's going to be a good team next year. Is there a chance that they were just like a one-year wonder?
Hell yeah, there's a chance. Hell yeah. But
what if they just get shut down next year?
There's definitely a chance.
I'm going to be real. There's always that chance. I don't think it'll happen. I think Detroit is actually kind of – they're going to be solid. They're going to be a solid football team from here on. But
I probably would have looked at you funny if you told me Russell Wilson was going to have this terrible year.
Yeah.
This year. Like, that was awful.
I mean, I like Amon-Ra for sure, but you're not going to see – a team like the Vikings with Justin Jefferson draft another receiver in the first round. They're not going to do it. So that shows you that Amon-Ra isn't Justin Jefferson. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not any of the guys we even talked about yet. Even the Jets, they got Garrett Wilson. You think they're going to go out there and draft a receiver in the first round?
But we didn't view Amon-Ra the same as we view him now, especially after this season. I think last year he was still just – we were still kind of thinking
y'all
of him
got him
of
over
a
Higgins.
League winner.
I mean, Amon-Ra.
Y'all got him over T. Higgins.
I'm saying last year we thought of him as a league winner. This year we're viewing him as a – I mean, where did Amon-Ra finish this year? Dude went the fuck off, didn't he?
Yeah, but we're talking about next year when Jameson gets a full
seven?
Snap count.
Seven? Yeah. And we're lowering him because of some dude who come off of ACL?
How you
going to
rank him over T. Higgins, who has Joe Burrow as his quarterback, over Jared Goff? And you just said T. Higgins would be the number one on any other team. Would Amon-Ra be the number one on any other team?
Yeah, you don't think so? He was the number one in Detroit, for crying out loud.
He wouldn't be the number one on the Raiders, though. Devontae Adams is there.
Man, hell no. I don't know.
Set you up for that question.
I wish Carolina would go get Amon-Ra.
What?
I would love Amon-Ra.
Why you hating, bro? Explain yourself.
I'm just trying to figure out why you would draft a receiver in the first round if you thought you had
Why am I drafting a receiver? In a redraft?
No, in the real NFL, why are the Lions drafting a receiver in the first round if they thought they already had their guy?
I think because they had a good pick because they sucked, so they just went.
It's all about the duos, but plus the value, too. He had just tore his ACL. He dropped to a good spot. Take him out. You took him, you know what I mean?
I'm just trying to figure out why you got him over T. Higgins.
When
you got a better quarterback in Cincinnati.
I got T. Higgins right here.
Switch up your rankings. Just go ahead and put T. Higgins above Amon-Ra.
No, because I'm not buying it. I got to see the Jameson Williams. I got to see that shit first. At least a game. I don't want to see no blown coverage touchdown. Fuck that.
So in your startup draft, you're sitting there, round three. You're taking Amon-Ra over T. Higgins. You going to do it? Clemson, hold on. You got two quarterbacks.
I'm saying my a dynasty rankings is still going to be a little bit different than a start of the draft.
I don't think so.
Just a little bit.
That's the way I've ranked my dynasty rankings is where would I pick these guys?
We all got different qualifications for our dynasty rankings, though. I mean, like, I'll throw some veterans in there.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I will take Cooper Kupp higher than where I got him ranked in my dynasty rankings. That's for sure.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so Garrett Wilson with the Jets right now. If the Jets go up and spend a first rounder on a receiver, we all gonna rank Garrett Wilson up that high? They're not gonna do that because Garrett Wilson's the dude. Amon-Ra is not. I mean, he's good. But he's been a priority for that team because he's what they had.
But it's just like totally different situations. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jameson Williams just come off of ACL. They got him at a good value. That people were viewing him as the number one wide receiver. But then when that happened, he was going below. Like, I mean, when did he go in the draft?
Who could you trade in Dynasty right now for Jameson Williams? Could you trade Cooper Kupp to a team like...
For a win now?
Not for a win now team, but if I was... I'm sitting here trying to trade Derrick Henry for Jameson Williams and I can't fucking get him.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, Jameson Williams obviously got value.
Look, man, the thing with running backs is at some point, they just automatically get to the certain point in their value where they're only worth a second. They could be worth like a first plus and then just go down to being worth a second. It's going to be hard to get a first round for somebody like Derrick Henry.
All right. I got a question for everybody. I'm going to go with Chris first. Are we going to be talking about Jameson Williams next year when we drop our top 12s?
Top 12, no.
In Dynasty.
I mean, it's possible.
If it's possible, then Amon-Ra is not six.
Why?
Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams in the top 12 for the Detroit Lions.
We got Jared Goff. We got Jamar and Chase.
Yeah, they got Joe Burrow.
We got Waddle and Tyree.
They got Jared Goff, man.
Yeah, but Jalen Waddle.
I fuck with Jared Goff. Fuck it.
But Jalen Waddle, like I just said, averaged 18 yards per reception. He's a big play guy. That's the reason he got in there. It's not because.
Man, Amon-Ra's a bad man, dude. Give him his credit. He's a bad man.
That's the sun god.
And we trying to demote him because of some rookie?
I'm trying to demote some motherfucking rookie?
Fuck that shit.
Post your comments. Am I the only one on this? Noah? No. Did I make any good points?
No, you made good points. You made good points. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I'll give you
after
credit.
The episode, they're going to scribble out his name and move him down. Don't want to do it on the podcast.
Hey, if it all happens, I'll be willing to move Amon-Ra down to Jameson. Hell, the poor man, he ain't here tonight. He's got a Jameson Williams at 12. I know that for a fact. Got him at 12. So, some people are high on him. Me, I got him at motherfucking Sid. We'll talk about him next episode, I guess. So, all right, then next we're going with, let's talk about T. Higgins. I got him at 8. Where you got him at?
I got T. Higgins at 8. He's behind Tyreek. I didn't put Amon-Ra up there. I had Tyreek at 7.
And T. Higgins at 8. Chris, where you got the man from the wide receiver U?
I got him behind DK Metcalf at 9.
Okay, so where you got T. Higgins, Noah?
Right behind Tyreek.
Okay, got you. So you got him at 8 or 9?
8.
So we all in the same area. You got him at – what number you got him at, though, Chris?
I got him at 9.
9, so we're in the same area. T. Higgins, you know, we've kind of talked about him a couple times already. I mean, the number 2 guy. I mean, is he the highest-ranked second guy? Well, no, y'all got Tyreek Hill ranked ahead of him. He's my – like,
we got Jalen Waddle, too.
I know, but I'm just talking about like the second guy in the duo. Who's he ranked? He's like the highest ranked one to me. But you got like, man, I guess Tyreek Hill's technically the one. What I'm saying is you got Tyreek and Jalen Waddle ahead of both of them.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm just pointing out something. But
I just hate on it, man.
T. Higgins, I think he'd be a number one anywhere. You know what I say. If he went to Justin Fields, we'd be looking at a motherfucker.
No,
we'd be looking
no.
Gold mine. I'm a Justin Fields hater.
They got DJ Moore. They don't need T. Higgins. He's super talented, bro.
What's the main questions about T. Higgins? I mean, he's got Jamar Chase with him.
T. Higgins is great.
That shit scared the fuck out of me. I ain't gonna lie.
He tried to ride. That's for my 2-year-old, man.
Finished as the wide receiver 18 last year.
And missed a couple games. Go to his game log right quick. I mean, I felt like he was incredibly steady all year long.
Yep.
Yeah. Bad he was man. Double digits every single week he played. Well, week 17, he had 2 points.
That week 14, he came in for that one snap.
There was one week where T. Higgins, they were all saying that he was going to play, but he never even saw the field. So we can't even count that. Yep. But when I was watching the playoffs, what was the last game they played that they lost?
Chiefs.
Yeah. T. Higgins was actually the guy in that game.
He's always the guy. I've said this.
It wasn't Chase, but I'm not saying T. Higgins is better than Chase.
I might be.
He's not better than Chase. Let's go ahead and discredit that one. You don't like T. Higgins more than you do Jamar Chase, do you?
Yeah.
He was from Clemson.
Nah, I'm just kidding, man. Of course Jamar Chase is ahead of T. Higgins. Anything else? Do we need to add anything to T? He's the bad man.
Yeah.
All right, so next I got Stephon Diggs at 9. But we'll talk about Tyreek Hill real quick. I got him at 10. You got him where?
Who?
Tyreek Hill.
I got Tyreek Hill at 7.
Where you got him, Chris?
Not in the top 12.
Don't even got him in the top 12, no.
7.
7. So we got some. So, all right, Tyreek Hill's like. Some people got him high. Some people got him. I got him in between what y'all got. I got Tyreek Hill at 10. When I was a little skeptical about him moving from Mahomes to Tua. Not really that skeptical, and I think he's still got probably 3 more years. I mean, I don't know what his contract is, but heck, I mean, with this offense, he's just went from a good situation to a good situation. But for fantasy-wise, it might even be better. So
it is better because the receptions was incredible this year. He had 111 receptions. I mean, y'all know how great Justin Jefferson was last year. And, 2021. Damn it.
The whole episode, man.
The whole episode. But we all.
All them damn stats.
All them damn stats. But we. Devontae Adams, great last year, right?
Right.
100 receptions. Tyreek Hill, 119 receptions. He's never been that kind of guy. So, and if y'all watched the games of the Dolphins last year, even when Teddy Bridgewater was in, and Skylar Thompson.
Yep.
Right.
Was in, Tyreek was still doing the thing. Jalen Waddle was the one who didn't do anything.
Right.
So, I'm with you. If I can get 3 years out of a receiver, and that's kind of the way I look at it, is I'm not going to rank a veteran receiver in my top 12 if I think I only got 1 year left.
All right, quick question then. Who is, if you're doing a startup, Superflex startup, who is the safer veteran wide receiver? Is it Cooper Kupp or is it Tyreek Hill?
I think it's Tyreek because I don't know what Matthew Stafford – I don't know what his health is. If he plays all year this year, if Stafford plays all year and he's healthy, and they're both the same age, they're both 29. So, come next year, I'll probably rank Cooper Kupp higher, but as of right now – but you can say the same thing about Tua, about his health too. So, but I'm more concerned about Matthew Stafford just retiring more than – I think Tua's going to be fine next year and he's going to play. Do y'all think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. I do too.
All right, then. So, at 9, I got Stephon Diggs. Do you got Stephon Diggs in your top 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith at 9. Chris, who you got higher, Devontae Smith or Stephon?
I got Devontae Smith.
You got Devontae or Stephon higher?
Smith.
Okay, I got Devontae Smith just out of my top 12. I got him at 13. And still, he finished as wide receiver 9 last year, and that's with AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert. Bad man. I mean, I was kind of down on him coming into year 2 with Jalen Hurts. They making the trade to get AJ Brown, so I was super down on
Smith.
Yep. Not anymore.
You said he shouldn't be rostered last year.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't say that.
I said something crazy.
He was so low on your redraft.
Super
rankings,
low.
Like
super.
Amari Cooper was for me. So.
Right.
Well, I mean, is there anything that we've seen out of Devontae Smith where he shouldn't be ranked that high? I mean, the Eagles, when you think about the rankings of their players, you had Jalen Hurts, top 5 quarterback last year. Miles Sanders, like, top 12 running back last year. You got 2 top 12 receivers. Is that sustainable? Like, our team's going to figure this out because something's got to give at some point, right? They're not all going to just blow up year after year, right? What do you think, Chris?
I mean, I'm thinking that they're going to be contenders for the next few years. I know they got rid of some key offensive linemen, but
Miami. Yeah. I don't know. I think they'll probably be contending for the next couple of years for sure.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think, Noah? Are these guys gonna all? Is their offense in fantasy just gonna be relevant all the way through? Like, wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, running back, are they going to all be in? Jalen Hurts going to finish as a top 5 quarterback year after year? Is this just a thing that's going to be the new norm? Or?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the new norm, especially with Jalen Hurts. I mean, that rushing upside is something you can't really get out of any quarterback. Goddard's a red zone threat. Devontae Smith makes big plays down the sidelines. Same with A.J. Brown. I think they're just good all around.
They're going to suck next year.
Yeah, fuck the Eagles. what you call it? Let's see. All right, let's talk about Stephon now. I done brought his name up. Do you got him in your top? Where you got him at? I got him at 9.
I got him at 12.
I don't have him right.
Noah does not have him in his top 12. Chris, you got him in your top 12?
11.
Chris got him at 11. Okay, Stephon tied to Josh Allen. I think he's still got 3 more years on his deal. 2 or 3 more years. His number 2 receiver's ass. They'll probably draft somebody, I imagine.
DeAndre Hopkins is. If DeAndre Hopkins goes there, Stephon Diggs will not be in my top 12.
That's why I didn't put him.
Yeah. Or is that what they're saying? D Hop's about to pull up.
Well, he put Buffalo Soldier on his Dreadlock Rocks. Ooh. Dreadlock Rocks. if Hopkins goes there, we're all moving out, right?
Man, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm just being honest. He will be out my top 12. Dynasty, too.
Hopkins is a target hog.
Yeah, yes. He is. Yes. We'll just have to see how that one goes. I mean, I don't know if I'll drop him out initially, but maybe after a game or two, I might. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you. Stephon Diggs, he finished as – where do y'all know where he finished as last year?
No, I ain't got yeah.
I got it right here. Hold on.
Finishes wide receiver 4?
Wide receiver 4.
It don't seem like he did that good. Wide receiver 4.
He's the man, I'm telling you, and he's tied to a good quarterback. So 9, I almost think he should. He's safer than T. Higgins and Cooper Kupp. Gotta be.
If Hopkins ain't there.
If Hopkins ain't there, agree.
With the news about Hopkins right now, before the trade hits, are y'all debating, because I definitely am, trying to trade Gabriel Davis in Dynasty? Because I'm almost thinking about taking an early second rounder for him.
I would be trying to get rid of Gabe Davis anyway, because we always talk about that dude. It's a headache to have on your team.
I'm not – yeah, I'm with you, Chris. Like, I just don't want to deal with the headache of Gabe Davis. Like, obviously at a cost, at a certain price, it's like you'll take Gabe Davis at a certain price, but I don't want to be worried about starting that motherfucker. And
this year for sure, I'm just going to take – I'll take the second – late second, mid second. I mean, shit. I feel like that's good.
Shit, you know, he's ass. Fuck Gabe Davis. I'm glad that I ain't ever had to deal with it. I'm just glad I ain't ever had to deal with it. There's certain players that in the league where I'm just like, glad I ain't got to deal with that shit. He's the main one. All right, then, shit. Anything else we want to say about old Stephon Diggs?
he's just got a nice contract, got tied to the number two guy, finished as wide receiver four. Honest, we all might have him a little too low, maybe. That would be my final thing, possibly. But, I mean, I would still take Stephon. I mean, but anyways, heck, at 11, I got DK Metcalf. Y'all got DK Metcalf in your top 12? You do?
Yeah, at 11.
Noah's got him at 11. I got him at 11. Where you got him at, Chris?
I had him above T. Higgins at 8.
So, Chris, you the highest on him. And, you know, he's just got that athleticism. He's just a bad man. I was super down on them, the Seahawks, Geno Smith. You just traded Russell Wilson and all that shit. I was down on Tyler Lockett. So wrong about them. But DK Metcalf, definitely back in my top. I think I had him like 14 going into last year. He slides up. He's at number 11 for me. What you say about him, Chris?
I mean, yeah, he's clearly the number one there. And, I mean, Geno Smith, I don't know. I always thought Geno Smith was dog shit, garbage. Whenever he went, he's playing with Rex Ryan and the Jets. I remember I watched that dude throw like 4 interceptions. And he threw one more, and he finally got his ass put on the bench. And then he waited and got his chance to go in and play. And, I mean, DK Metcalf, nobody's competing with DK Metcalf on that team. I mean, Tyler Lockett had a good year, but, and I feel like I say this every year, this cannot sustain with Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett is not is not that good. Like, it's just not going to happen. I mean, I like DK Metcalf. He's athletic as all hell. Geno Smith is coming in. He's just got to get the target share. They got a running back. Their running back situation figured out. Rashad Penny's out of there. They got Kenneth Walker, who's looking good. So, I mean, that's why I got him up there.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're talking about DK Metcalf. I got him at 11. Noah, Dick Below Us, got him at 11. He's got him at 11. Chris got him up at, what'd you say?
8.
Where you got him at, Metcalf?
I got him at 10.
Got him at 10. So, I mean, you know, we just complimenting Geno and all that good shit. I mean, there really ain't much to say about DK.
Hating on Tyler Lockett.
I mean, I was just telling him I was super down on them before this year, and then I fucked up. I was super wrong.
Every year.
Right.
Is this one of the years in redraft where Tyler Lockett is just pick him?
Just I'm going to pick him up. Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's like a wide receiver three.
Just do
what
I've said every year. Don't draft Tyler Lockett. It can't happen again.
You got to do that.
I agree with that. Tyler Lockett's old. Man. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, bud? D-Ham in the bill.
What is up, bud? Nice to
meet you. Well, shoot, real quick, yeah. Man.
Good to see you, man.
Who's the last guy who's the last guy on your list? I got Drake London at 12. Does anybody spit their names out if we ain't talked about them?
Cooper Kupp.
I got Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
You got him over Kupp? With Jimmy G there? We're going to have some issues.
It's tough. It's tough to see. I just feel like they ain't got what they got. Jacoby Myers. I don't think that Devontae Adams does better when he gets the volume share of the work. So
Kupp, you don't think Jacoby Myers is going to steal from?
I mean, of course it's going to steal from him, but I mean,
not much. I mean, they lost Waller, so Devontae Adams would be fine with Garoppolo, but Cooper Kupp is just straight up incredible. I got his stats right here before he even got hurt last year, and I think everybody forgot how good he actually was. In a full PPR league, before Cooper Kupp got hurt, I'm going to go week 1 through 9. 31 points, 30, 16, 26, 25,
16, 22, 25. God damn! Goat man.
That's number one point scorer outside of quarterbacks, and that's 2 years in a row he was headed for.
All right, Lou, here's my thing on Cooper Kupp. I got him a little lower. Like, I ain't even got him in my top 12. But here's the deal, though. I would not mind snagging Cooper. If we're in a super flex startup, I'll take Cooper Kupp up there. The only thing is you're coming to the uncertainty of Matthew Stafford and the Rams, what they've been doing. But I'll take Cooper Kupp up there pretty high. Redraft, super high. Yeah.
Would you take Cooper Kupp over JJ next year? If Stafford is fine,
In redraft.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to get a deal on Cooper Kupp next year in redraft, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to probably get him at the end of the first. Very end of the first. Man, maybe second round.
At the end of the first. Woo. If you're in win now mode, I'd go get Cooper Kupp if the owner is down on him.
I got him.
I got him too.
I ain't selling neither.
So, all right, dude. Cooper Kupp. Who was it? Wasn't there somebody else that we had? We had just said Cooper Kupp. Chris, you said something? Oh, Devontae Adams. Listen, my thing with Devontae is I've underestimated him every year, but – or I ain't going to say I underestimated him this year. Damn, I think D walked up there.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams, he just ain't got a quarterback. Who's quarterback? Oh, Jimmy G. I don't know how that's going to go with the deep ball. I don't know how that's going to go, period. So, just a little uncertainty his age with Las Vegas.
Not as good with Derek Carr. I like Derek Carr better for Same. Adams.
I mean, I do. I just think that Devontae Adams, I mean, the reason that he's even really that relevant is, I mean, he's the master of route running. He knows how to get open and do that. And
why you hating on Cooper Kupp? He ain't the master of route running?
I mean,
yeah.
I'm uncertain with Stafford and all of that and the Rams themselves.
Right. Agree. Yeah. Agree. All right, well, shoot. But my thing, the only difference was I put Drake London at 12, and I think Drake London's up there. This dude was definitely getting the targets with Desmond Ridder was the quarterback.
Desmond Ridder's coming in as when the Desmond Ridder was throwing for 200 yards.
You just made your point why he shouldn't be in the top 12. He was getting targets from Desmond Ridder.
After Chris talked, I proved my point.
No, you proved your point.
Hold on.
He should be top 12 because he was getting targets from Desmond Ridder. That's that's not a reason he should be in the top 12.
I'm trying to find out where he's at on this little list right here. Hold up. The last few weeks, Drake London was, mind you, he's 21 years old, and then Drake London. Yeah. Okay. Finished the year 15, 11, 13, they had 9, then 18.
Did you just read the stats we read for Cooper Kupp?
Man, hold on. Drake London's going to be in the league for 9 more years. Cooper Kupp's got what?
I get it. You got Desmond Ridder as your quarterback.
For maybe a year or two in your life.
And then what?
Out of set.
And then what?
What do you mean, and then what? We'll be at the top.
Look at all
that. You don't think we can get one? We can get one this year. We might get Anthony Richardson.
Why do you think that teams just figure out their quarterback problems like that? That shit don't happen. The Browns haven't figured out a quarterback problem in 30 years.
What do you mean?
They ain't got it figured out yet.
They had
Baker.
They got Bill Cosby.
Hold on. The last 5 weeks. Look at this target share. 12, 11, 9, 8, and 8 with Ridder. Bye-bye, Kyle Pitts, bitch ass. I'm just saying, Drake London, if he's considering his age, to me, he's not too far off from Garrett Wilson.
I'll take Olave over Drake London.
Look, Olave's up there too. Agreed. You couldn't go with Aaron Rodgers.
Falcons fuckers, what you are.
Man, you know me. I'll hate on the Falcons as much as anybody.
Yeah, but you love them.
Drake London's he's good.
He's kind of like one of them passionate relationships where you fight all the time, but you be
love
doing
hate.
It all the time, too.
I don't think we'd be doing it that much. I'm just being honest.
You and the Falcons don't be doing it?
Man, I've actively pulled against the Falcons in my life. Yeah, like, when the Peyton Manning was with the Colts, of course I was pulling for the Colts over the Falcons. Brett Favre with the Packers could never pull for the Falcons then. Fuck the Falcons. Being a Falcons fan makes fantasy easy to play, though, because you're just down at the bottom of the standings. You could just
you could just watch fantasy.
Accept your players for what they are and shit. So, all right.
I don't know why. All right, we're doing receiver rankings. And we did a consensus thing here a little bit. Why the fuck is Drake London even getting mentioned in this episode? He should be on the next one.
All right.
You just want to throw that out there?
Agreed. I got him at 12, and I guess I got Devontae Smith at 13. That's what I got.
All right.
That's what I got. Drake London's upside higher than Devontae. Got A.J. Brown for the next 5 to 6. You just said
you got
it
Jalen Hurts. You got
but you Desmond just said Herter. It. Can it all be sustained all that time? You just said it.
I was asking a question.
Minute
you got to do. You got to do pros and cons, man.
True. All right, now. Well, shit. Y'all ready to wrap it up? That's our top 12.
Where was John Dotson?
That's not our top 12. Drake London is not in our top 12.
Drake London. Yeah,
John. He's in Matt's top 12.
Drake London's in my top 12. Yes. Facts. 100.
Not in mine.
For real, for
anybody,
real.
Y'all got anybody that we didn't mention in y'all's top 12s?
I think that's it. All right, then shit, let's wrap it up then.
All right.
Add the podcast, motherfuckers. 5-star review, damn it. What else?
Check us out on YouTube, but not this episode, because we ain't on
YouTube. Nah, we ain't on YouTube. Add our Twitches, add our Twitters, add all that shit. Man, let's just wrap it up, man. What you got to say to the people? Check out the shout out to the tech support. We got D-Ham here. C-Swizzy. He's the tech guy. So, all right, then. Noah Dick Blow, you got anything to say to these, to the people out there?
Peace out, dude.
Peace out. Craft, you got anything to say?
Nothing. Y'all good? Peace.
All right, we out. Bye.